There are some changes in the system that perhaps discourage people from becoming teachers, and that is the workload demand, the pay and conditions of supply teachers is not particularly attractive, and there can be a geographic imbalance as we find the Northeast, East Coast suffering disproportionately to the Central Belt. When people graduate as teachers, some of them go elsewhere. Security of employment in England has been a bit better than it has been in Scotland. A number of young teachers go abroad for a period of time, so there's a problem in translating numbers being trained into the reality in terms of the classroom. Their public sector pay policies, as set out by George Osborne, is just a recipe for disaster. You cannot basically put a pay freeze or a pay restraint policy in place and then expect people not to question the merits of working in the public sector. It's a contradiction.